learned that it is a privilege to pray to our God and Father. A lot of times we see it as a chore, but it's a privilege that we have Him and we should talk to Him, because He can be our best friend in the world, and He should be. So it's a privilege to pray to Him. I also learned that any time is a time of worship to God. Our life should be a gift to Him. And we can even sweep the floor to God in worship. It's all about our mindset and our hearts. We did have a great week. They split us up into groups. And so we didn't get to be together the whole day, but that was good. It taught us to be with others and to love them and work with them. They had a group devotion each morning. That lasted about 45 minutes. Then we would go out with our groups and do missions. We did Habitat for Humanity. To quote Miranda, this is the hardest she's ever worked in her life all week. That was the playing and everything, because it was... Yeah, I've got a few sore muscles. I got some great bruises, too. If anybody wants to see them afterwards, I'll show them to you. We also went to several nursing homes, rescue missions. We went to several homes. I know Miranda and Kaylee went to homes of several elderly gentlemen who lived alone and weren't physically able to take care of their homes. Kaylee, they both worked and raked and lifted things, and it was just a great experience. Then we came back. We do rec time. We're going to do the slideshow first, weren't we, John? Sorry. Guess we'll do that after. But you'll get to see all the things we did. On the slideshow, it looks like all we did was play, but we did a lot more than that. We worshiped a lot. We prayed a lot. We were together, and it was just a great time. We also got to swim in the pond and go down the sewer slide. That was cool. We also had a worship service every night. And one very, in particular, special night, it was Journey Beyond the Cross. And they took each group. You went to a station. They talked about the birth of Christ. They did the ministry of Christ. And then they actually had a guy on the cross as Jesus, moaning and hurting, and it was just so touching. Then the kids went to experience the burial, and when we got back to our meeting place, they experienced the resurrection. It was a big party, and we had a great time just worshiping. You'll get to see the cross on there. It was a great time. And then at the end of every day, our little frog group, there was nine of us. Matthew already had plans. He didn't get to be with us, and Corey and Hunter, and it was just a great time. We got to spend our own time together, and I had to remind my group that we were Methodists. We're supposed to be a little quieter than we were. The other groups we went with were Baptists, so it was a joke. They kidded us, we kidded them, but it was a great time. So we had three kids in our group rededicate their lives, and it was a wonderful week. I enjoyed not having to cook. It was prepared for me all week. I just got to be there and play with my kids and love my kids, and they're all great kids. And I just thank you for supporting us. And I didn't have a minute's trouble out of anybody. They're the best group of kids you could ever be with. And if the Lord leads them, maybe they'll share a few things with you. They would like you to see the slideshow first, and then they'll share with you. So, here we go.
I've been here grounded far too long. I'm ready to see the open wide, ready to sing a different song. I've seen my travels long the way. I want to sail towards the sun. I wanna turn another page. I'm on my way. I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to soar. I'm ready to leave this world behind.
And then I remembered that God wouldn't let you go through more pain than you could take. And then I got hit in the head and it hurt really bad. But it was fun though. And I got to shoot Mom, so that was okay. But yeah, and I learned a few things over there too. I made a couple connections and stuff like that. Like I learned that you need to try to keep things simple. Because like I would, through the rock wall and stuff like that, I'd be thinking, okay, I need to put my hand here and then my foot there, and then do a spin here and jump up here, and it didn't work. And so I just had to go. And then, yeah. And like whitewater rafting, I learned that it's kind of like your walk with Jesus. It's, you know, there's a couple bumps along the way, and sometimes you get dragged out of the boat or pushed out or you fall out. But then you get back in, somebody pulls you back in. And when you're finished, you feel pretty good about it, and you feel pretty satisfied. So, yeah, I liked it a lot.
This week has been a great experience for all of us. I've learned that praying is not just a chore. Praying is a privilege, something to be excited about. I enjoyed learning more about God and how Jesus died for us. It made me realize just how selfish I was being. Through prayer, I was given the strength and courage to rededicate my life. Now that I've made this decision, I am the happiest I've ever been. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7.
Okay. One night, I read scripture in front of the whole group of people, and I read it because the Lord led me to. So I'm going to read it today. It's Matthew 6:19-24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And I memorized a verse, and it's, but God has chosen, wait. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2:9.
Okay, I guess I'm closing it up. Okay. All right. Now, when we went, we weren't sure what to expect. It was something totally different, but we got way more out of it. It was so much more awesome than we thought it was going to be. And that is what's cool, the surprises that God throws at us that just, you never know what to expect. And then you get something that you just, it's a surprise. It was awesome. And I just loved watching the transformations I saw with them. We're missing Hunter and Corey, and even Matthew, in a week. How amazing God can work so fast in these guys' lives was awesome. One thing that I really, really enjoyed, besides it all, but one particular thing, was we had a devotion book. And on day three, it was how to pray. And we had to read Matthew 6:5-8, and I'm going to read that. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place. When I've read that before, I was thinking, secret place, like a closet or a corner of your room or maybe a den or maybe a tree outside in your yard. And then there was a question. And we were asked, is the secret place a spiritual or a physical place? And then that made me think, huh. And all of a sudden it just clicked. And Adam, the leader in the group, he said, consider your closet, your secret place, being your heart. I thought about that, and I said, it doesn't have to be a physical place. You know, we need to keep our heart open to God, our closet open to God, every single minute of every single day, just like Jesus did. And I realized that I was letting him in, but it was a half door, it was halfway open. I mean, the tears that I didn't cry were shut in there. And when we got back Friday, it was really emotional. And it just, all these things just came flooding. And they all came flooding. When I got to my house, I just was in this state of tears. And I said, why am I crying? You know, I just had an awesome week. And then I realized, and I listened, and it said, hollow out your heart for God. And then it clicked. I did. It fully is open. And I thought it was before, but surprise, it wasn't. And that's really the biggest thing that I learned.
Carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, and there were two nights where this showed Blair, for one, for having friends there. I don't know what I would have done. And I learned that friends and family are here to help us carry this burden, that we don't have to worry about having to carry it all ourselves. And with the help of my friends down there, I faced my fears, and visits later we dedicated.
It's obvious that there's lives been changed by this week, and you folks have a big part in that, because you supported this group, you ate their suppers, and you bought their baked goods, and you lifted them up in prayer throughout this time. I'm so very proud of this group and for the way they conducted themselves. And I know it was a big stretch for some of them, just getting away from cell phones and computer games and such as that. But my understanding is they made it through a week, and there was not even anything missed about it, really. So we can do without. Now, I really wanted to preach this morning, but unless y'all just beg me to preach, It's about 7 minutes after. I mean, if there's just an outpouring for me to preach, I will. Do I hear an outpouring for me to preach now? I'm sorry? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I am not going to preach this morning. As bad as I hate not to. But I think what was shown here, that we have some good kids in our midst, and they need our continued prayers. And there's good things happening in our midst here. The Holy Spirit is present. I've got a good sermon for y'all next week, so come back. You'll enjoy it. I'll go ahead and give you a little preview. Those of you that are regular folks know about my All I Ever Needed to Know sermon. Well, I had an All I Ever Needed to Know moment this week. And so my sermon next Sunday will be all I ever needed to know? Everything I needed to know, I learned on a Monday morning. So some of you know a little bit about what happened to me on Monday morning. So you'll just have to come back next Monday. Lynn, Dan, Leonard, I'm sorry. Y'all just have to listen to it on the internet. Okay? Y'all will be traveling. But I hope the rest of you will come back. I'd like to, as we close and sing our closing hymn as Jamie plays it, I'd like to ask our youth group and Dania and Emily as their leaders to come up and just come to the altar here. And I'd just like to pray for you guys that the things that happened to you this week will, that God will sustain them, that the Holy Spirit will build them up in your presence and in your life, and that knowing that this week, I tell you guys, listen to me, this week, you're going to have things to come up that's going to say, ah, that wasn't real what happened last week. You know, it's not the real thing. But believe me, know that it's Satan, and know that he is not happy that you got closer to Jesus, and know that he's going to try things in your life. And I want us as a congregation to pray for them, lift them up to the Lord.